All right, it's Tuesday, February 27th. It's the Rundown brought to you by Movement Watches. You may have heard of Movement Watches. They're referred to as MVMT watches. They're called Movement Watches because it's a full-blown movement. There's over 500,000 of them worldwide now. They look good. They perform well. It looks like they're going to cost $400, $500, $1,000. They start at just $95. I've got like four of them at this point. Metal bands, leather bands, light, white, black, every different color, every different combination. I love them all. I wear them all. And right now, if you use the code, if you go to MVMT.com, MVMTwatches.com/rundown, you're going to get 15% off plus free shipping. So join the movement. Use the URL, MVMTwatches.com/rundown, 15% off and free shipping. Paul Duca, with his sexy ass tan, is here.
You're looking kind of skinny, man.
Why
you
is everybody
enough?
Worried about
Are
my
you
tan?
Eating enough? I'm worried about you're looking a little skinny.
I'm working on
you
my
need,
fitness.
You need to, get you,
you need to do a cycle.
Big strong man
I'm
like
getting ready
me.
For the
you need to do a cycle. Again?
I'm getting ready for the combine.
Hey, we don't talk about that.
I'm getting ready for the combine.
He won't even look at me.
Paul and I
something?
Don't talk
no,
about
no,
that.
Nothing. Keep going.
Huh? Remember when we hated each other?
I actually
like
never.
6 months.
I actually.
You didn't like Dave and I.
No, I always loved
you. I was guilty by association.
I've never really liked Dave and his insecurities.
Well, that's what's good is that we can always all unite against Dave.
Right.
Like, even
right.
if you have your own personal problems, fuck Dave.
I just don't know why he put a yarmulke over his bald spot.
I've been saying it for years. He could market that, put a stool on it, and we're fucking making
True.
Cash.
True. It was about the money. It was about the business spot. Plan Dave, as we learned on yesterday's rundown.
Oh, yeah. He's always thinking ahead. Three steps ahead on the business. Big news this week was the Oscars. If it wasn't for the overshadowing of the mix-up with Best Picture, Gary Allen Coe from Chicago, your boy, your town, big cat, he would have been the talk of the town. He was about to be the belle of the ball. He was about to go on Kimmel. He was going to be the Ken Bone of the Oscars. And then it turns out, whoops, he went to jail for 22 years for attempted rape.
And he got his whole thing, though.
Huh?
Got out of jail and got himself
You
one.
Know what? Yeah.
He's engaged.
He's back.
Did his time and is engaged.
But they pulled his appearance, and it just goes to show that when these things happen, if you have skeletons in your closet, you can't agree to like any of this shit.
Well,
like at some point, somewhere along the line, Gary from Chicago was like, yeah, I'm going to go on TV. And like he had to know the
but
situation.
Here, no, of course he doesn't know because he's been in jail for 22 years.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't know how the internet works and all
right.
these things and how people go viral. You basically
he doesn't
took,
know what viral means.
He basically went back in time and took someone from like the early 90s. It's like, here, yeah, go ahead. It doesn't
didn't
matter.
They didn't know they were going to be on.
No.
At some point, listen, we've been
Dude,
on television before,
Paul. He was
carrying
his fiance's purse, man.
At some point, you agree, you sign a waiver, whatever you want to call it, you know you're going on TV.
Dude, that guy's been in jail for 22 years. He was taking anything
that's
within
true.
His past, too.
And that's
he
all.
He had his fiance's purse.
The funny thing is, with
okay
the Oscars,
with
like, I mean, doesn't Casey Affleck have some weird shit in his past? Roman Polanski, like, he's, like, extradited, or we're trying to extradite him back to America.
Woody Allen, like,
yeah,
fucked
like
his daughter, allegedly.
So he kind of fit in with the, you know, with the Hollywood scene.
It's true.
He might be more Hollywood than anybody.
Yeah, right.
Gary
right.
from Chicago
right,
is as Hollywood
right.
as it gets.
He's okay, like, let's, you
and
know,
to the rate,
there's
about
ever
his,
a crowd.
His fiance already got him carrying the purse around.
Hey, good for her.
Right.
More
right.
power to
you know, because she can ultimately at any point say, "Remember that time you tried to rape a woman?"
Yeah,
that's kind of a
well,
trump
I mean,
card.
That's probably why she went to the Denzel card. She yeah, she liked Denzel. Yeah,
like, this is like the yeah. classic question: like, do you take the 15 minutes of viral fame, and then have everyone? Ken Bowen was just like he looked at pregnant pictures.
Yeah, that's fine.
Online
attempted rape. I went to jail for 22 years.
Yeah,
I'm not
time.
Trying to have that
it's
out there.
It's a little
there,
tough.
But
it's a
little
tough.
Like
you.
Anytime the R word comes around, Danny,
yeah,
it's not a good look.
It's a little tough. I'll admit, it's a little tough.
I'll go with you on that one.
Very viral picture today. Hilarious picture. Kellyanne Conway in the Oval Office. I don't really know what was going on. There was a bunch of black people in the room. Donald is standing there smiling ear to ear, and she's sitting on the couch. Shoes off, feet tucked underneath mm-hmm. her knees, sitting like a little girl would, like a little kid would. Black folks not happy. They don't think that she would be sitting that way if there was some white people stuff going on. I just thought it looked like a picture. It was a cuck scene, Dan. It was Donald.
I'm reformed.
Donald was standing
I don't say
there.
That word anymore. I'm
You've retired from cuck?
I said it too much. Sometimes you say a word too much,
and
then stop.
All we found out is she likes to play cornhole.
Well, here's my problem. Is this actually is the perfect...
Who sits Indian style on the White House couch?
This is the perfect summation of politics in 2017. You have the same people who are saying Nazis are in power and the world is burning. than getting upset about how someone sits on a couch.
Getting ridiculous.
If you are going to get this upset about every little thing, nothing matters anymore.
I hear that. You can't be upset about everything. But I will say, that picture, when I saw it, I was like, why the fuck is she sitting
down?
It jumps out at you.
It's not the feet on the couch. But why does it have to be
turned into a race thing?
Why does it have to be turned into a race thing? The thing is, hold on a second. You're in the White House. Who takes off their
shoes,
pumps,
yeah,
and then sits Indian style on a White House couch? It has nothing to do
with
race.
It's not white or black. It's that Kellyanne Conway is a fucking idiot.
No, it's not white or black. Aged. It's that anyone who sits like that's a weirdo. That was a weird way to sit. That was like a little kid.
It really
was. In the White House.
I don't care about
you
that.
You sit proper.
Yeah, respect the office. I thought we were going to respect the office.
I don't know,
dude,
man.
Dude, let me ask you something. You're going to go in the White House
you wouldn't
and just
do
start
that.
Doing cartwheels and
no,
jumping jacks
but,
and shit?
No, but I'm not, I don't know.
I think that's their point, is that
if I was friends with the president, I'd probably shit with the door open.
I mean, Rory McIlroy had to put out a whole thing because he played golf with the guy.
But that speaks more to my point, that everyone freaks out about every little thing, and it basically you can't be like the big picture, the world is burning, and also be upset about this little.
No, of course not.
Because then your message is completely washed.
I showed you. I've met him before. I took a picture with him. I put the picture out. It was like I was.
You took
a
picture with the.
With Trump, and I went to his office. I took a picture with him, and it was like I was a bigot. I was like, whoa,
you can't associate with him, and you got to know what you're getting into.
Exactly. So you know, comes with it. So
I've seen pornos that started that way with a zillion black dudes and a little girl sitting there like on her fucking knees. It was not a good look for Kellyanne.
I didn't go that way with
I went that way immediately. That was my first thought. That was like blacksonblondes.com. That looked and Donald Stain, that's why I said it was a cuck scene. He looked like he was about to literally be cucked.
She looks like she's aged at least 30 years in the last 3 weeks.
That's what happens in the White House, man.
Yeah, man. That's blogger years, presidential years. You wouldn't know anything about that. You live in your little fucking
Hollywood bubble.
Fuckboy Cali life.
No, I live with a nice olive skin.
You sit out in the sun.
It's called
all day.
Olive skin. Maybe it's called Italian skin.
Maybe call a couple racehorses here
it's
and there.
It's called
and
rubbing avocado on your skin.
These fucking guineas come in here and they see, oh, look, I'm the best looking in front of all the bloggers who don't see sunlight. Yeah. Of course, you're fucking.
Built this city?
I do like the salt and pepper in your beard.
Who built this
city?
The guineas did, okay?
I like the salt and pepper in the beard.
Without papers.
That's a good look. It is.
Your stash is still a good look.
Thanks, man. You're appreciate okay. it.
What about me?
No, you got that fucking zit on your forehead.
I know, I gotta get this. So I've had this mole forever.
You
and people have just been noticing it now.
How do people just notice it now?
I've had it literally forever. It's a mole. Yeah. And I always think it's a pimple. Now I think I gotta get it removed. They're talking. Although I gotta go the other direction maybe and be like, fuck you.
Get it enhanced.
Yeah, I need to get bigger.
Make it a bullseye.
Would you get it removed? Was it it's like $200?
Now you need to get it removed because now that you mention it, I can't fucking stop staring at it.
Fuck.
You and Beltran.
No, don't put me on that level.
Well, that's got hair growing out of it.
That's disgusting.
Oh.
Don't put me on that level.
Gross.
On a level I would like to get onto, Boogie Cousins in New Orleans on a Mardi Gras float, thong wrapped around his head, bottle of Hennessy in his hand, getting traded to a team playing in New Orleans right before Mardi Gras is either the best or worst thing ever. I am very excited to see DeMarcus Cousins and New Orleans play out. Because it's one of those things, the serendipity, that a dude like that ended up there. The only thing that would be better is J.R. Smith playing there.
Well, I mean, there's not much to do in Sactown. There are two AAA towns that I actually got to play in both of them. Sacramento is not much to do.
Yeah, that seems
Boogie
like
Cousins,
stinks.
We were on the air the other day. I told you guys, as soon as Boogie Cousins
you were
went
right.
over
you
there,
called that. You
I'm
called
like,
that.
They're gonna. The whole world's going to be on these guys, and they've gotten blown out in the three games.
Speaking of which, did you see your boy Scucci on Dayton the other night? That overtime game?
You said they beat Davidson.
Yeah, but they were -2 and they went to overtime. They ended up winning by like 10 in overtime. Yeah. I was like, Paulie, way to go.
And then Rhode Island beat VCU.
Yes.
I told you Rhode Island.
Yes.
So
good to have a gambler back in this place.
And you got Anthony Davis. Yeah, Anthony Davis on that float, right?
Probably.
He's the one on the thing. And it's like, all right, dude, are we back in Kentucky or are you guys actually going to try to win games?
Yeah. Always going to be the thing with Boogie Cousins is that until he has the wins to back up the behavior, I don't think he doesn't win because of his behavior. I think until he has the W's to back it up, he's always going to get shit like that.
Well, my problem is you just got traded and like,
dude,
guys who are top,
head,
top
you know
15 guys usually don't get traded, right? So you get traded and it's like, okay, well, what's going
Red
on
Red flag
here?
Number one.
He's a guy who you're supposed to build a franchise around, not trade, right? And then number two is all throughout the press, it's like he was a worse teammate than people thought. I have no idea if he was a bad teammate or not. I don't know. I don't care what he does on his off time. But there's also a level of just like, you're in a new place. People are starting to doubt you. That should motivate you
to
go to the next level, not be like, let me go and take it. And again, if he wants to do that, that's fine. But he also can't get mad at reporters now who are going to be like, hey, we saw you partying. The team hasn't won with you on it. I think they're 0-4.
I mean, the clock starts ticking. He can't have it both ways.
He can't have it both ways. Here's so when he gets mad at reporters, it's bullshit.
But the thing you liked reporters in the media in your day.
Oh, they're great.
Hey, respect the fucking biz, dude.
But here's the thing about reporters,
you have nothing, right?
There's
no game.
Time out. Without the fucking fan, you have nothing.
Without the reporters,
okay, right, but after that, then the journalists that come in.
So yeah, but here's the thing that you deal with. You're dealing with one journalist that actually has 30 years in actually a national publication, and then you got a kid that's 20 years old that's fucking tweeting on his iPhone, he's asking you the same question that somebody already asked. I'm not going to deal with a guy that is gonna, you know what I mean?
Interesting. Hey, so you're an ageist and you're a blogger hater.
Why call me an ageist?
You just said there's the one guy who's been around forever. I'm trying and to one guy who's 20 years
so, okay,
old.
Okay, who's the question you're gonna answer? Bob Nightingale or gonna answer Joe Blow's question?
What does it matter?
Bob already asked it a half hour earlier.
Yeah, well maybe Bob needs to come up with better questions.
Most athletes have issues with media when they keep repeating questions.
How'd you do in the game tonight? Talk about the game tonight.
How'd that make you feel?
I never had an issue with the media.
Paul Laduca, you never had an issue with the media.
No, I didn't. The issue that I have is the fucking guys that wouldn't answer the questions to the media, and I had to answer their questions for them.
Yes, so to me, had the New York Post where you hate.
So you hate your teammates and the media.
That was my point. No, it's not. It was never that. Oh. They don't speak English when it's just convenient.
The guys. And then when the reporters come in,
hey, what do you think about the guys?
We call that the old Rafi Palmeiro and Sammy Sosa.
What do you think of when they use their interpreter?
Hideo Nomo was in the big leagues for 15 years, and he had
all of a sudden they can't speak English.
Yeah, but what do you think about those interpreters when you know they speak English and they trot them out there? Why don't you say you're Italian and then you bring out an interpreter?
Listen, when they bring the interpreter out, there's some part of it where you have to communicate where they can't communicate. Do they know ball, strike, fastball? Yes. I mean, at some point, the baseball language is all relative. It's universal.
That's beautiful, Paul.
So to me, the interpreters, if I was those guys too, I would do the same exact thing. No habla inglés.
What's with your fingernails?
Why?
You got a little coke nail here. See that little pinky?
What about those calluses? We need to work on your hands, man. You got to get a manicure. You lift, bro.
Yeah. What have you been doing? No, seriously, what are you doing? You're in good shape.
Well, actually, I was CrossFitting for a little while.
Nice.
And then,
I used to CrossFit. Yeah. I don't know if you know that.
And then did some insanity on
the fact that you used to be a CrossFit guy is wild.
Hey, once a CrossFit guy, always a CrossFit guy.
No,
I'm just in retirement
CrossFit
right now.
CrossFit is dying. I'll be back. Keep that quiet.
I'll be back.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be back. See this? You see this frame? Things can be done with this frame take a little shape, little care of myself.
The Nike jacket is looking nice.
I'll be back.
We're going to talk about Dwight Howard taking his shirt off, but a shirt that I don't take off, Paul, is Untuck It. Untuck It shirts, high quality shirts that you don't have to worry about how they get tucked in or how they fall. It's just the perfect length, the perfect cut, so that you can be casual but look good. You don't have to look like a dad tucking your shirt into your jeans, but you don't have to worry about looking like a slob because it's too long. It's the perfect length, it's the perfect cut. It's Untuck It. Right now, use the promo code Barstool. You get 20% off all your purchases, so go to untuckit.com. Dan's got like 1,000 of them.
Oh, the Untuckit's the best. And they got sweatshirts, vests, they got everything.
No, they're good.
Big polos.
He's a big vest guy.
Huge vest.
You're a vest guy?
It's called personality season. When you're fat, it's like you get to that point, it's like, can I go to the gym or I'll just put on a vest?
So the vest sort of slims you down a little bit?
Yeah, it just covers up a lot of things.
It's also an easy thing to blame. I was wearing a vest. Right. It's puffy. It's big guy. It wasn't me, it was the vest.
Intimidating.
It's like a safety.
It's alpha shit, you wouldn't know about that.
That mole's starting to bug the fuck out of me.
It's been bugging everybody apparently, man. I'm gonna have to go get it removed like tomorrow.
Just come over to my house in Long Island. We'll remove it tonight.
All right, tough guy. All right, Dwight Howard. Speaking of fake tough guys, Dwight Howard, the fakest tough one in the league, mixed it up with Al Horford last night against the Celtics. Pushed him after a little scuffle. Ends up getting ejected on the way out. Takes off his jersey. There's this little girl, Celtics fan, all amped up to get it, jumping up and down. He kind of holds it out to her and then whoop, pulls it away, gives it to a Hawks fan. I have no problem with this. He's on the fucking Hawks. There was a Hawks fan and a Celtics fan. I don't care if she's a little girl. I don't like Dwight Howard, but I got to back him here. Fuck that girl. But he doesn't owe shit to that girl. She's a Celtics fan.
I actually have to back him there because he really never really made eye contact with the girl.
Yeah, it wasn't like a blatant.
It wasn't blatant, yeah. But he's just.
All right, he sucks.
The jersey thing, I don't give a fuck about. The push, That so, was so, so quintessential Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. Yeah.
If you saw, he pushed him, absolutely, and he's already walking the other direction. Pushes him, walks like 20 feet, then turns around and
what?
Well, say the something. Scrum's already started, and he's like, "What? What are you gonna do?" It's just so Dwight Howard. Just fucking, if you're gonna push someone, stand there and, you know, have a yeah, push off.
Right.
But Dwight Howard, yeah, he is
gonna go down as the worst waste of talent in a long time.
He's the biggest guy in the NBA. Team.
He would have been
crazy,
awesome,
man. Those years in Orlando, when Stan Van put four shooters around him, they were so
awesome.
So awesome, and he it's sucks. Just nothing.
That's another thing that Boogie Cousins needs to be like, I don't want to be the next Dwight Howard. I'm going to fucking make it happen.
Right.
More motivation.
Yeah, but you can't make it. It's all talk. If Dwight Howard gets a mosquito bite, he goes on the DL. Yep. Give me a break.
Last up, wouldn't do that.
Final little bit of Oscars talk. Leo DiCaprio apparently had his eyebrow stylist.
That's a power move.
I didn't even know this was a thing. An eyebrow stylist flown in 7,500 miles. You need a whole team. You need a whole team.
But you know what, though? In the Roman Empire, the bigger the eyebrow, the stronger the man.
That is true. All like those Caesars used to have.
Threading's pretty good. It's not popular now.
I'm a throwback to the ages of when men were men and when power meant something.
Problem is, we live in modern times, and you just have giant eyebrows.
Listen, I'm mesmerized by your mustache. That's all that means to matter. But
dude, but look at it this way. He has three mustaches on his face.
But yeah, but you know what? You know,
me.
The unibrow is up. Yeah, it's
good. I don't have a fucking unibrow.
The unibrow.
Get the fuck out of
here. No, he doesn't.
I don't have a unibrow.
No, it's well done. But I tell you what, if you're flying in, you're flying in somebody to thread your eyebrows, I mean, what's it cost?
So here's my thing. I did not think Leo was this type of dude. Like, first of all, he looks like me. Like, his body's gross. He doesn't seem like a well-mannered dude. Hold up.
The words came out of your mouth that you said that Leo looks like you.
Leo looks like you. That
is a skinny fat.
Leo looks like you.
Wait a second.
We're all gross.
Kevin, I thought we actually were in a good flow there. All of us kind of busting balls. We all traded,
dude,
you know, one of our weaknesses.
Paulie's
a little,
he's
a little shrimp
off,
boy. You got your mole. I got my eyebrows. And then you throw that out there?
When he pops the top off, he's doughy and mushy.
Wait a second. Time
and
out.
He wears the
bro,
cargo shorts. He's not a very prissy dude. I would never imagine Leo to be a guy flying someone around the world to get his eyebrows manicured.
It's Leo DiCaprio, bro.
Hey, he just doesn't. He seems
that's
like a laid-back dude.
Here's what you don't understand,
name
Kevin.
One for woman under 25 that he's not on the bucket list.
That doesn't mean that he's
going
to be a prissy, like, metro guy.
But what you don't understand is there's, like, a certain level of Leo looking messy that takes work to get
there.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
He comes and has someone make, like, the stylist, like, Leo, what do you want?
He's like,
I've been on a two-week bender fucking
shit. It is a power
move.
You know what? Here is my...
To fly someone... Do you know how far 7,500 miles is? Like halfway around the fucking world.
The power move about it is here is my just all over the place beard, because his beard's all over the place. But you know what? I'm finding somebody to show you my eyebrows are legit.
Hold on, did he fly?
It's a paying attention to detail.
He flew him in on a private jet.
He calls all in the same boat.
Like, if you're gonna have the scruffy beard and be out of shape and wear the cargo shorts, you can't be the manicured eyebrow guy.
So wait, if the girl's cleaning it up down there, you gotta clean it up too, man.
We're talking about eyebrows. I'm sure his pubes are
fucking
legit.
You said it's all the same.
I'm saying your whole appearance is you that guy or you're not.
Of course he shaves his pubes.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm saying, like, he goes bald probably.
That's a power move, too.
Yeah.
I would definitely, I mean, when someone's down, you know how much action his dick is getting? It's got to definitely be well manicured. I'm saying the rest of him is like a scruffy, like, scrubby look. And all of a sudden he's going to be perfect eyebrows. It just doesn't jive.
Wait, Kevin, did he fly this chick or guy? Chick, I assume?
I don't know.
I actually could see it.
Private plane?
I would imagine, yeah. I don't think
fucking
you can
Leo, this guy. He's like the number one environmentalist.
See, I don't, yeah what's that?
He's flying his eyebrow chick
bullshit
up across the world.
That's
get out of here, man.
That's awesome.
That's absurd.
I like it as a power move. I'm just saying it doesn't fit the rest of his character. His
My
persona.
Thing is, if it's a chick, I'm saying she did more than the eyebrows.
Well, definitely.
What do we got for the after show?
What do we got, Paulie? Paulie's
in town
all week.
It's good to have you back, man.
He's in town all week.
It's good to have you back.
I appreciate
we
it.
We missed you. We missed you, for real. Like, Paul LaDuca and Barstool has always been a match made in heaven. And
radio today was he was we had LaDuca wound
yes,
up, man.
I love it.
Arguing against himself, bringing up points that don't make any sense is great.
You know by the way, have you had the conversation with Dave? We were so right with Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
So right.
I think
there's actually a quote out there that we have to find.
It's a shame.
Where
he
you basically
out.
Were like, he'll fall off a cliff and then you guys will hang out.
Oh, give me a break. The only reason you're sticking up for him, you don't have your friggin' your wiffle ball bat to keep you friggin' company there to actually agree with your argument here, because you have an MCT Man Crush Tuesday on Johnny Manziel. The guy was not good last night. You and Tim Tebow will be having beers with Johnny Manziel in about a year and a half, bro.
And like that's exactly what happened.
Tomorrow, well, when you're gonna be on the rundown again, you have to make sure you bring that up.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll find the clip.
My old phone, I still have the text message. I mean, I watched Dave like fanboy Johnny Manziel for a good six months, like trying to text him, trying to meet up with a guy, and I kept trying to tell him the guy's a bum.
Right.
And he's gonna be.
He just doesn't know he's a bum yet.
He doesn't know he's a bum yet.
Speaking of your phone, dude, you lose your phone more often than any human, or that's what you tell me. At least.
I dropped it in 2 porta potties.
In like 6 months.
Yeah, Phoenix Open, not a good environment.
I always get emails from him, yo, lost my phone.
Have you been to Phoenix Open yet?
No, but I mean, you dropped it in a porta potty?
Yeah, I dropped it in a porta
potty. Dude, when I get anywhere near a porta potty, I'm holding on for dear life. That's awful.
Yeah, so, well, you know, alcohol induced, when it goes in the porta potty, you're just not going in the porta potty.
Oh, no.
Okay, you drop it in the toilet, you're going in there to get it. But the porta potty, I'm literally, I put my hand halfway down and went, ooh, no.
I could drop my
And God. It was sitting right there.
I could drop Shay Clancy in a porta potty. I'd be like, you're on your own, babe. I'm not going in there. Figure it out. That's in God's hands now.
By the way, you're having another one?
Another one, yeah.
You didn't name him City?
There's been a lot of talk about the name Meadow from Meadowlands or Madison from Madison Square Garden.
What about Carmelo? Like Mellow?
Oh yeah, that's the person.
Ooh, Mellow, yeah.
What about Paul?
I'll have a new baby, the Eternal Loser.
Paul. What do we got?
Dolan.
What do we got
Dolan
coming up
Clancy.
On the racetracks? I think I'm going to the Arkansas Derby.
Are you really?
Yeah. You can be there.
Yeah, I'll be at Florida Derby.
What? No, yeah, it's like a
Florida
month.
Florida Derby's in April. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to go to Florida Derby instead.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, nice.
Are you going to Arkansas Derby?
I think so. I have not. I've wanted
cool
to go.
Place.
I know.
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
What else we got coming up? We're getting, once the racetracks get going, Robbie, Dave made me
Robbie
bet
Fox.
On a bet the other day.
By the way, so we got this sort of bet going.
Yeah, it's,
I like it.
How
no,
long,
wait,
Robbie?
Say, no, you got to say it. Say it the worst way possible, see if you're in. We have an 18-year-old, and he's not coming so that we can talk about it.
So we had a debate with on Barstool the other day on radio about more or less how long you could go without coming. Caleb said he has a doctor friend who was like, if you go for like 30 days, you'll just come. Like, it'll just come out of you.
Wait, Caleb has a
doctor friend.
Okay,
supposedly.
I don't know any doctors.
And his cousin. And so we have Robbie here. Oh, okay, we used as our guinea pig. We said you have to just not, you know, no sex, no nothing until you just come. And we're keeping a watch on Robbie Fox. It's the Robbie Fox come watch. And we're on like day 14, 13.
Robbie days. Meet Paul. Paul.
He's 18
Robbie.
Years old, Paul. He hasn't come in 13 days.
Come in 13 days.
How you feel?
Terrible.
You know what's, I'm going to say something that's going to probably be a little weird, but every time you come up here on the rundown, I just like
I
do the math
that I
in my
his
head.
Hand because if he's cheated,
yeah, right. There it is. Yeah.
But I do it in my, and I do like a quick math in my head and I'm like, okay, so Robbie is now like 65% cum. Like his whole body is just, instead of blood, it's just cum.
My fear is that he's going to cum on the rundown, like right by our face. You're just going to cum.
What was the daily intake before you stopped? Like, what was the daily?
He was an 18-year-old kid.
Probably daily, yeah.
Non-stop. It was definitely daily. Yeah. Was the question
probably
is, was it three
daily.
Times a day?
So who's going to last longer? Him or Riggs off the alcohol?
Ooh, that's a great.
Riggs, for
Riggs
sure.
Riggs is so it's dumb to crazy. Do it this time of year. I was saying,
I mean,
to him, you got to do it if you're going to
drinking with that hairdo.
If you're going to do it, January 1st.
Today was a very tough day to be sober when the whole internet's like, you're disgusting.
Yeah, throw that Riggs picture up there. That was a bad one. That was. Like I said, I'm the king
so wait,
of bad
I think you're
pictures
both about like 13 days in, sort of around the same.
There's, but he's going 40 days. I mean, there's 0% chance that I go 40 days. I probably got another week in me at max.
Until you just naturally come or just give in?
No, I won't give in because I'm at the point, like I said yesterday,
he wants
I have
to see,
it, how long
see it
goes.
Through. You're a brave man,
all
Robbie
we need to do, wait, hold on. It's 13 days. If I can come back in 10 days, we can a couple of lap dances. We'll get him.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
ooh,
we should do that.
Yeah,
we could fuck
instant,
with you
yeah.
for sure.
Page views has been just texting me porn.
That's awesome.
That's 3 awesome. In the morning, I got a text,
awesome.
Wakes me
that's
up.
Solid
that's like a
move
gift.
By pages. That's solid
that's
move
savvy.
By pages.
Yeah.
Poor Robbie.
That's and you're open. And you're like, you open it up? You taking a peek?
I mean, yeah.
Do you even get anything? It's like, you don't even get anything, do you? You write a book about it. People be like,
Yeah, exactly.
The boy wonder who didn't come for 30
yeah.
days.
Yeah, no, no.
The 18-year-old didn't come for 30 days.
The boy who didn't come.
Seriously.
That sounds like a Matt Christopher book. This the boy like, who didn't come.
Get adapted yeah,
I mean,
to
it's,
a movie.
It's like a stupid thing, but it's notable.
Disney's
it's like
buying the
rights
right
America.
Fucking now. The oh, yeah. boy right. who didn't come, starring right. Robbie Foxx. He's going to play himself.
It's inspirational.
It really is. All right. Day 14
has there been any update with your mom watches every rundown?
Oh, she knows. She's well aware.
That's got to be the hardest
part. I don't want to.
So
think
she's
about that.
Just like, hey.
She might be happy though.
No, yeah. I don't think she is, Paul. I don't think she is.
It's kind of a don't ask, don't tell.
I don't
tell.
Think
don't
your mom's
it.
Happy when you go on
well, I mean,
national internet radio and talk about
how
much longer
you
come.
Got? How much longer you got?
Until he comes.
Thinking,
it could be a million days.
Okay, so at least his mom knows he's disease free until he comes.
Yeah.
You gotta look at it that way.
All right, I mean, that is the tiniest sliver of silver lining I've ever seen in my life. To having your son just go out there and talk about whether or not he comes every day.
Yeah.
Not what every mom dreams of.
Okay, I bet your mom would rather know that you don't come every day than tell her, hey, mom, I jacked off 7 times today.
Well, let's get Robbie's mom on the show.
Skype her?
We're gonna leave her off.
Okay, yeah, we'll pass on that.
No.
We'll
leave her off.
Right. I agree with you, Robbie, there.
All right, Robbie, we'll see you tomorrow, right. Day 14.
Yeah.
Paulie, good to have you back.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
It's all right to have you back.
No.